The small businesses that serve the Department of Defense may benefit from a program to share the Pentagon's cybersecurity lessons learned. DoD's Office of Small Business Programs has some opportunities for companies to learn from the department's experience, but there are more ways the agency could share its work. Joseph Kirschbaum is Director of Defense Capabilities and Management Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Joe, thanks for being on the program this morning. What did you look at specifically regarding the information that DoD has about cybersecurity, how they're sharing it with small businesses so far, and how they could do so in the future? Thanks for coming on, Joe.
Well, good morning, Francis. We were directed by the Congress in the joint explanatory statement that accompanied the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2015 to look specifically at the Office of the Secretary of Defense's small business efforts. And originally, the intention was for us to look at how the department was managing its efforts to share cybersecurity information with small businesses. I mean, as we've seen before, the threat of cyber activity has gone nothing but skyrocket. I mean, the example we actually list in the report tells the story that in fiscal year 2006, there were 5,503 information security incidents. This is as tracked by the Computer Emergency Readiness Team, US CERT. And then in fiscal 2014, there were 67,168 incidents. That's a 1,121% increase in those incidents. So small businesses are particularly vulnerable because they don't have a cyber infrastructure, and many of those small businesses support DoD with very sensitive information. Even if it's not classified, it's that sensitive information that's in their network. So we were asked to look at the extent to which the department is helping small businesses to secure that information.
There's kind of a running gag, with all due respect to you and your colleagues at GAO, and I've talked about this with a number of them in the past, that in many cases, somebody like me looks at a GAO report and we could extract progress made, but more work needs to be done, as kind of the running theme in just about all the work that you and your colleagues do. This work strikes me as a little bit different, Joe, because this comes off to me as a good news and good news situation. The good news is the Defense Department has these resources, and then they've already done them. They're already standing there waiting to be shared with small businesses. And then the other good news is they're starting to do so already and formulating a plan to do that. Is that a fair read on my part?
I think that's a fair read. You're absolutely right about the balance of GA reports. I mean, there's always activity going on, and we recognize that, but we find areas for improvement. In this case, it's a very interesting case because the department has organizations set up, like the Office of Small Business Affairs, that they're focused. I mean, there's not a lot of people here, but they're focused on helping small businesses to help prepare to and achieve DoD contracts. And they're assisting them with all of the acquisition standards and all of that good stuff. And that's where their efforts are lying. Well, the department has recognized over the years how critical that information security part is. I mean, it's in the update in 2013 to accounting DFARS regulations that require more businesses to protect that special information, that contract technical information that's not necessarily classified, but it's sensitive, that requires them to do that. And then the department's 2015 cyber strategy they just issued in April requires DoD to work with the private sector to do this. So on the one hand, they recognize they need to do this. They don't necessarily have the people in these offices to really expand out to small businesses to conduct those outreach efforts. However, what we found was that throughout the federal government, just in a several weeks of work, we found 15 very decent programs that would help small businesses do this. So what the DoD recognized is this was an opportunity for them to take advantage of the things we found while not having to invest further programs and vent more offices and people to DoD to duplicate that effort.
Yeah, and I'm not suggesting when I say this is good news and good news that there's not room for improvement, because you make some good points in this report about where there is room for improvement. But the good news is, the reason I consider the second piece good news just like the first is, since these things already exist, it seems like integrating them into the educational processes that the OSBP already does, and I've talked to them, my colleagues here at Federal News Radio have talked to them about how they do them. They're very well done. it strikes me that this is not a really tough pull on their part. What's the nature of these 15 existing federal cybersecurity resources that you came up with?
Well, obviously, it's not an exhaustive list, but it runs the gamut between strictly like information sites that warn about threats to information systems and that provide that kind of day-to-day threat information that really would be helpful to anyone to understand where the threats are coming from, what they need to do at a basic level. And then there are sites, for example, we talk about the FCC's Small Business Cyber Planner. This is a little more comprehensive, and it's available to U.S. citizens, and it's a little more comprehensive. It's a step-by-step approach that'll help a small business kind of guide them through their own information security planning efforts. It's very well organized, and it's an example of something that it's out there, it exists, it'll provide something that a lot of small businesses don't have, which is that kind of outside security expertise that they don't have in-house that'll help them guide those plans along.
Is there do you have a methodology that you would like to see the Defense Department implement here? You recommend DOD identify and disseminate cybersecurity resources to defense small businesses. Is it just important to you that they do it, or is there a methodology that you think makes more sense than another?
Well, usually in GAO's case, obviously we're looking for kind of metrics.
Sure.
We borrowed that from the engineers. We want to know how they're doing. Well, they're not going to know that for sure until they can get a sense for how the extent to which incidents decrease and that kind of thing. But at a minimum, what they recognize they need to do is help businesses achieve a greater information security. And they realize it's a partnership. They realize they don't have the resources. So at a minimum, what the department has recognized with us that they can do is capture these programs that are out there and make that part of their outreach to small businesses so they can get them in contact when they're first starting bid processes and things of that nature to help them expand along. That'll be a great increase from what they're doing now.
So it sounds like this is a case of you got to start somewhere, even if you're not sure that what you're doing is comprehensive or whatever. Start somewhere, get some metrics, and then reassess.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's perfect timing because, as you're aware, next month, October, is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month.
Yes.
So this is a perfect time for, and that's another resource, actually. It's a website resource that anybody in the U.S. public can get involved in.
Did you find, as you looked at any of these issues, Joe, that some of the resources that DOD had, you mentioned one in this report from DOD's Defense Security Service, these cyber e-learning courses, were more pertinent in this area because the DOD OSBP's efforts are directed at the small businesses in the defense industrial base, or does that not matter when it comes to cybersecurity? Is good cybersecurity good cybersecurity?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like washing your hands to prevent disease of all kinds. I mean, there's a base level of hygiene, computer hygiene, that's and information system hygiene that's important. And a lot of these programs are aimed at that. But as you point out, a lot of the defense ones directly aim at some of the information that's of particular interest, that even if it's not classified, that what's now called controlled unclassified information. You know, it's FOUO, it's proprietary, it's all that good stuff we don't want to fall into the wrong hands, but explains how to manage it, what it is, how to know what it will look like, and then how to secure it.
Joe, congratulations to you and your team on this work, and thanks for coming on to talk about it with me today.
Hey, my pleasure, Francis.